Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Ordinary People, Extraordinary Lives. My name is Lance Bain. Hey, it's great to have you with me on episode number 39. Sure, I'm glad you're here today. Love spending this time together with you. As we're going to be talking about how we can experience the grace of God while leading and overcoming the everyday challenges of life that we face. So this is going to be a good podcast today. Today we're going to be starting a new series of thoughts, simply titled this little series called Moving People Forward. So how as leaders do we do that? And so we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Let me remind you that at lancebain.com, you can grab the show notes. We started this at episode number 35. I did it because one of our listeners sent me some feedback telling me that they listen to this podcast mainly while they're commuting. And because I give a lot of lists and hopefully I actually share something that's meaningful, they're not able to take notes because they're commuting. So they asked if I could make the show notes available, and I'm certainly happy to do that. And so you'll find them if you're listening on your device within the podcast description. And if you go to the website, lancebain.com, click on podcast, then you'll see all of our podcasts there. Just click on whatever episode you are interested in. And when you do that, you'll see the show notes within that podcast. And on the bottom of the page, you'll see a PDF that is downloadable for you to have those show notes available. Again, we only go back to episode number 35, but we're going to keep doing this moving forward. And hopefully that will be adding some value for you and your leadership growth. As I said just a moment ago, I'm going to start a new series of thoughts about the attitudes and skills that are necessary to help us move people forward in life. We want to move people forward as leaders. So much of our leadership is about movement. You know, I just think about Matthew chapter 4, when Jesus comes to those early disciples and ultimately going to be apostles, the early fathers and leaders, mothers of the church, if you will. He's building his leadership team. And he comes to them and he says, follow me. Leadership is about movement. It's about following. It's about getting from A to B. And that A might be where people are at in one phase and need to get to the next phase. And so we want to help people do that as leaders. It's about people movement, growth, and development. And so we're going to start this series of thoughts about the attitude and the skills that are necessary to help people move forward. Our first thought in this series is around the theme, am I moving forward? Now, I've said this quite often, and I borrow it from Pete Scazzaro at emotionallyhealthy.org. There's a link to his site in the show notes. Pete always says, you can't give what you don't have, and you can't take people where you haven't been. So the first key to moving people forward is to ensure that I'm moving forward. I've got to lead myself. I've got to lead by example. I've got to role model what I want other people to believe, what I want them to do, and with what attitude I want them to believe it and do it. And so I've got to role model that for them. I've got to lead by example. It's really the only way to lead. John Maxwell calls this influence. And he says the root of all leadership is influence, that you're leveraging your influence upon other people and that they learn to trust you, not just simply your position, but they actually learn to trust you. And so you grow in your leadership with people. He calls it in his quintessential foundational leadership material, the five levels of leadership. But we're not just wanting to just build leaders. We want to build transformational leaders. And so we want to see people growing, want to see people development. And not only are they developing, they're learning the skills on why and how they're developing so that they can pay those skills forward to help other people develop. We want to move people forward. You can't give what you don't have. You can't take them where you haven't been. And so that first key is ensuring that I'm actually moving forward, that I'm role modeling what I want this to look like. Again, John Maxwell calls it influence. I call it influence that is rooted in credibility, humility, and teachability. Darius Farrow, his website will be in the show notes, describes leading by example in these scenarios. When you get in trouble with your group of friends at school, there must be a person who takes ownership and apologizes. That person is the leader. When your company has a deal and there's a major setback, there's got to be someone there who will lead the way towards growth. That person is the leader. Maybe your relationship with your significant other is on the line. Someone has to commit to improving it. That person is the leader. That's the one who's going to be leading. That's the one who's going to be leading by example and demonstrating that. So there are four realities about forward movement. reality number one is that movement forward can be reactive or proactive. Now, I don't believe we can eliminate all reactive decisions, but I believe we can minimize the number of reactive decisions by having more proactive decisions, being more proactive in our leadership. And that proactive leadership is birthed in the halls of quietness and reflection through conversations with team members, bosses, mentors, or employees. Proactive leadership and decision-making happens when we take time to assess our alignment to mission, vision, and values. And let me suggest three motives for this movement forward, whether it's reactive or proactive. One motive is that there is a threat of something dangerous. Hey, listen, if I'm standing in the middle of a road and a truck's coming towards me, that is a threat. That is something dangerous, and it is going to cause me to move. And so I want you to recognize that sometimes there is a threat that motivates our movement forward. That's not bad. It's good, and it's good to be aware of that. But you don't always, as a leader, want to see everything as a threat, everything as a predator. The second motive is that sometimes we're motivated to move by a promise of something greater. You know, Jesus came along and said, hey, fellas, come and follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. There was something greater that caused them to drop their nets and to move forward. What is that something greater that's inspiring you to be more proactive in your leadership and less reactive in your leadership? The third motive is a desire or an opportunity to fulfill your purpose with passion. A good example of this might be a job change, for example. That there, a good friend of mine, for example, just changed jobs. He was an executive level in one job and just got invited into a new job that's going to play to his skill set and increase his opportunity. And he's going to grow by saying yes to this new leadership opportunity, to saying yes to this high-level leadership role in his organization. And it's going to play to his passion and to his experience and to his purpose. And that is a good reason to be motivated into moving forward and being proactive in that space. Because as a leader, you want to be more proactive in helping yourself and helping others move forward. So, question, what are you doing to ensure that you are increasing in proactive leadership, thereby reducing reactive leadership? Let me share with you quickly five little tips that have helped me to stop and assess, am I being more proactive or am I being more reactive? Number one, I've got to have reflection and quietness. I literally need a quiet space without a lot of noise, with the door closed or something like that, where I can reflect and I can have quietness. I quiet not only my environment, I quiet my internal environment. My internal voice, the internal critic, the internal noise gets quieted. And so I need that space. And then I begin to have conversation with others. So after some reflection, at some point, I'm going to have some dialogue with others. And I'm going to just ask some questions and process with my friends what's going on so that I can, again, I'm continuing to measure how proactive is my leadership versus how reactive is my leadership. I'm going to stop in that quiet time, maybe that time of reflection, and I'm going to look at and measure my alignment to mission, vision, and values. What's the quality of my thinking, the quality of my decision making? And this is where Ryder Carroll's book, The Bullet Journal Method, has been really helpful for me. Sure, I could type a lot of these things on my iPad or my computer, but I have found doing it old school analog with paper and pen has been really helpful in my ability to recall and to retain and to find clarity. So I do the alignment to mission, vision, values. I assess the risk and rewards of that. And so I want more rewards and less risk. And so that helps me be more proactive. And then fifthly, just the development, empowerment, and releasing of others. As long as I have that as a goal of raising up leaders around me and empowering them and helping them be successful, which was the topic of the previous five podcasts, then when I do that, that's actually how I'm being more proactive in my leadership. Reality number two is movement forward requires us to embrace change. A change is not evil, it's not an adversary, it's not a predator. Change is a beautiful opportunity to become the kind of person that Jesus wants you to be, he wants me to be, and it's an opportunity to do the supernatural things that he has called us to do. Hey, beloved, while I'm sharing with you a lot of principles about leadership and things that I've learned in the area of leadership, I want to make this clear. There is always a supernatural dimension to our leadership. Leadership is a gift from God, and leadership is one way that we cooperate and partner with God for his supernatural kingdom to be built here, for his supernatural love and power to change lives. And let us not ever forget the need and the dependency upon the supernatural presence of God to be doing what we simply can't do. But because God gave Adam and Eve this commission to steward the garden, to be fruitful, to multiply, to rule over it, leadership is one way by a servant that we come underneath and we help people. And we want to help them move forward by learning to embrace change. Because circumstances change, conditions change, other people change, we learn new things, we learn new skills, we change. There's always change is always happening, and we've got to embrace growth and transformation. We've got to embrace change. A pastor I once served said this often to his team. Healthy things grow, and growing things change. Therefore, health produces change. We can't resist change, beloved, and I know that we love change. There's a certain security in the everyday sort of routines that we have, the everyday thoughts, the everyday realities, but healthy change needs to be embraced, and that will allow us to move forward. Reality number three, movement forward needs to be towards meaningful living as a core value, meaningful living as a core value. See, moving forward towards a life that is more meaningful means we're going to add more value to others. We're not growing simply for growth's sake. We're growing and developing into a lifestyle of becoming and doing, whereby we experience fulfillment and meaning while loving people and adding value to their lives while they're growing and developing. Simply put, I don't want you to be leading for the rewards. The great reward that we have as leaders is that our lives are being filled with meaning, with satisfaction, with fulfillment. If you're a leader, there should be within you, if you're a good leader and a healthy leader, there should be within you this desire to help other people grow, not just achieve a bottom line and increase sales or increase the product or create more customers or accomplish this project or get it done on a timeline within the budget. Yeah, all of that is fantastic and we need all of that. But ultimately, a lot of that is not just so we can move the commerce ball forward. It's that the commerce that we're involved in actually is a space in which we can add value to other people's lives. And so whether you are a mailman or you're a CEO, you have an opportunity to add value to the life of another. And that needs to be something we move forward towards. I want a meaningful life. I want to be living that, not just living for all of the rewards that come along. You know, Ryder Carroll says in his book, The Bullet Journal Method, our efforts are always fueled by a promise. Our efforts are always fueled by some promise, and when those promises are satisfied and they are fulfilled, it brings a rich meaning to our lives. Hey, what's reality number four? Well, reality number four is movement forward in our lives is the result of intentionality, focus, and trust. I am a major advocate for intentionality. I mean, some of my friends tell me, Lance, you're the most intentional person we've ever met. I am an intentional person because if I were not an intentional person, I would not be getting many things done. I wouldn't be helping people's lives. I wouldn't be adding value. I've got to be intentional in order to be fruitful. I mean, there's just too much going on in my life. There's too much temptation to be distracted and to get involved in things that aren't going to really add to the meaningfulness of my living or your living. And so I've got to be intentional. I've got to be focused, and I've got to trust. If you look at the show notes, you're going to find a wonderful image there by Darius Farrow, where he talks about the energy we spend on tasks, multitasking versus an energy we can spend on a single task and really achieving success. It is within our ability and your ability to be intentional and to be focused, and it is within our responsibility to engage the unknown future with trust. We've got to engage it with trust. So here's what I think is really critical. Control the controllables, believe in your systems, set goals, and celebrate effort more than achievement. Let me say that last one again. Celebrate effort more than achievement. Why do I think that is important? Because it's in the effort where transformation happens. It's in the effort. It's in the struggle where something is really birthed. It's in the achievement that we can often be seduced into some false sense of meaning. Hey, I love crossing the finish line. I love the feeling of success and accomplishing something, but I need to make sure that we're celebrating the effort, because achievement actually is the net result of the growth and the change and the hard work that happened in the effort. The achievement is the result of God's goodness and God's grace in our lives and our cooperation with that goodness, our cooperation with that grace by working hard, by giving our times to it, by believing in our systems, controlling the controllables and setting goals, being attentive and intentional about our culture, our mission, our vision, our values, about how are we moving people forward. And I can't help anyone move forward if I'm not moving forward. You, beloved, are not going to help anyone move forward if you are not moving forward. In forward movement, we need to be proactively embracing change. We need to make sure we have a core value for meaningful living, and we need to live intentional, focused, and trusting. So let me give you four questions to think about that I hope produce some forward movement for you. Question number one. How willing am I to embrace a process that produces change? What do I need to believe that in order to believe that change is good? What do I need to believe in order to believe that change is good? How willing am I to embrace a process that produces change? I hope you're very willing to embrace this process. Second question, how will I make more proactive decisions? How will I make more proactive decisions? You got to stop and consider that and think about how much of your decisions are reactive. And listen, being in a reactive decision place, let me just say this, can sometimes feel like you're in a pit and someone's still pouring sand on you. And to actually think about stopping and taking the time to figure out how I'm going to make more proactive decisions will actually cause me to be buried in the sand. So I don't have time to think about proactive. I'm too busy being reactive. Listen, ask the Lord Jesus to help you turn this thing around and find just 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day where you can begin to think about proactive. And the more you can begin to do that, you'll slowly turn that thing around and you'll come out of that pit and you'll actually use the sand to get out instead of being drowned by the sand that's coming in on you. Listen, you can do this. You can make more proactive decisions. Question number three, what does meaningful leadership look like? And what will I do to live a more meaningful life? And question number four, what will I do to help me be more intentional, focused, and trusting? What will I do to help me be more intentional, more focused, and more trusting? Listen, we're going to help people move forward. We're leaders, and we love to do it, and it adds meaning to our lives to see people grow, to see people get breakthrough, to see people accomplish things that they didn't believe they could accomplish, to see people begin to mature and find joy and find purpose and find meaning with real passion and knowledge and skill and competency. Beloved, this is a great calling that we have to be leaders, and we're going to help people move forward. But the first step and the first thought to embrace is, am I moving forward? And hopefully these four realities today are going to help you move forward. Don't forget to check out LanceBain.com for the show notes. And I can't wait to talk to you next week as we pop in on episode number 40 and continue talking about how we're going to help people move forward.